This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on radio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast, and this is Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And we are Zooming our latest episode, number 40, to you. We're here with our producer. Louie is with us tonight. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Very good. We're all in some secluded basement somewhere in Staten, Italy right now.
We're typical Italians sitting in the basement.
I'm freezing down here. My wife's got the AC like on 20 degrees upstairs. And you know what this basement feels like? I could store bodies down here.
I wanted to, maybe it's because you need a sweater on or something. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because I want to talk to you about something really quick. I could sneeze the wrong way. And this man, Joe Causey, crucifies me. He comes on Zoom tonight and he's got a hot yellow t-shirt on like he's going to a rave this weekend.
It's not yellow, it's fluorescent.
It's like a fluorescent hot yellow. Yes. What are you doing? What are you wearing?
I was in the pool. I just came out of the pool. I threw a shirt on and I came down here and now I'm freezing. I got icicles hanging from my kneecaps.
Well, it looks like stripper yellow. That's what you're wearing right now. God forbid I ever came on to this Zoom with that color shirt on, he'd look at me and he'd go, "Where'd you get that shirt, Severian?"
That's because you're used to me wearing black all the time.
Well, you wear black, you wear your blues, you wear your reds a lot, but I mean,
no, I never wear red. Red is red's only for Valentine's Day, but it's black almost all the time.
Oh, okay.
It keeps you very smelt looking, you know?
Well, besides, I got to do say, I'll give you this compliment. The hot fluorescent yellow t-shirt you're wearing brings out your tan. You're looking really tan over there. Clearly, you've been working hard.
A little dark? What do you think? My skin looks like wood. I look like aisle 14 at Lowe's. I look like...
And you're proud of it, too.
Hey, if things work for me, I stick with it, you know? I mean, come on.
Oh, that will be my greatest quote from the Brooklyn Zone podcast forever. I look like aisle 14 at Lowe's.
That's really, I'm serious. I went next to paneling a couple of days ago. I had to go in there. My wife couldn't tell the difference between the paneling and me. It was unbelievable.
You don't put any sunblock on?
Nothing. Just I use a little Cola Vita olive oil.
No, you don't.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
I use a little Cola Vita olive oil with Hawaiian Tropic, a little bit in there, and I just mix it, and then I put it on. It gives you a nice coat. You know, you smell like a veal cutlet over at John's Deli in Brooklyn, but other than that, you look great. You know, you look amazing.
Do you ever get sunburnt in your life or
I
no?
Never got sunburned. I don't get sunburned. I'm a Sicilian. I can't get sunburned.
You don't attract
like a giant olive. Come on. You know.
Oh, man.
Episode number 40. Here we are right before the big 4th of July weekend, huh?
This is usually around the time where you start doing, like, you know, your prep for the San Gennaro feast and talking about how excited.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen today. I'm hearing a lot of things that it's not going to happen this year.
Wait a minute. You're upset over that?
I'm very upset. I've been doing the San Gennaro feast since 1979.
okay, everything going on. You'd walk through that crowd of people. It's 20 blocks long.
I don't walk through the crowd. I walk
What do you got, a helicopter?
I walk amongst the crowd. I mean, I walk through the back ways. I don't go down Mulberry Street.
Okay, but you would go to it right now?
If it was on, yeah, I'd go for it.
You're out of your mind. There is not no way. I can't be around more than 5-10 people without panicking.
I don't know.
You don't know. There's a pandemic.
I know that, but I've never ever missed the Feast of San Gennaro ever.
But you'll miss it if something happens to you if you walk through a crowd of people. That's ridiculous.
Then it'll be on my tombstone. You know what could I say? I
mean, what's it gonna say?
It lies Joe Causey, his last walk through Mulberry Street. You know, I don't know.
The most dangerous sausage and peppers you ever had, right?
Yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah. I mean, you got to – those guys are taking such a hit this year. I mean, there's no activity, no carnivals. They're not doing anything like that anywhere. I mean
– no.
It's hurting them in a big way, you know. Restaurants. At least now they're putting tables outside. You go out to eat yet? Did you go out to eat yet at a restaurant? Or you're afraid about that too?
No. I did go out to eat. I'm all for supporting the local business and everything.
Right,
me and my girlfriend, we went to some Mexican restaurant in Park Slope. I don't remember the name of it, but they set up the table outside.
What are you doing in Park Slope?
There's good restaurants over there. There's good restaurants in that part of Brooklyn. But
who lives in Park Slope? Your girlfriend?
No, nobody. We just went. You can leave Bensonhurst. It's not illegal.
Frowned upon, though.
Take care of your people first. I'm gonna explain something to you, right?
Yeah.
Here's a rule. I want you to write this down. Get a piece of paper. I'll wait.
You think I have paper and pen?
Take care of the neighborhood first, then travel to other places.
Okay. All right. That's the second quote so far.
When you take care of the neighbor will take care of you. I got these.
But there's nothing left in Bensonhurst to go out.
There's a lot. You got to look around. You got to scope the area.
There's 3 buffets. They can't do outdoor dining.
What buffets?
Where Vegas Diner used to be.
La Polina's doing outdoor dining.
Well, all right. Can I explain to you why I'll never do it again? I went out to eat. I'm sitting there, and I realize that they put the tables and chairs in a bus stop on the street. So I'm sitting there.
Well, you were reading a taco joint. I mean, you didn't go to a, you know?
Joe, I'm sitting there trying to eat, and the B-64 pulls up right against us. And then, you know when the bus breathes and it does that? It did that. Yeah. It did that right on the food.
Nice.
Never again. Never, ever, ever go into outdoor dining again. I'd rather order and have it at home.
Nothing like a burrito with a tad of carbon monoxide, huh?
What mask looking at you while you eat.
Yeah.
Louis, have you gone out to eat yet? Have you
I won't.
Louis hasn't left the basement yet.
No. The Neanderthal down here. You crazy? No. Not even close. Not that I don't want to support. I've been ordering a lot of different things.
Yeah. Have you gone shopping yet? Have you gone out shopping?
Just Target.
I know you have, Ann. There's no way for 3.5 months that your girlfriend has been inside without going out shopping. You can tell me whatever the heck you want, but I know for a fact that you've been out shopping with her. And you've been trailing 6 feet behind her. You've been like social distancing, holding a bag 6 feet behind her, walking up 86th Street. I know you.
You know, he makes me laugh when he says things like this, because then my mom goes to Home Goods and she sees Joe Causey wheeling the cart as his wife is putting lamps and clocks and live, laugh, love signs inside of the cart, and he's pushing it around.
Live, laugh, love.
And the wood on it looks like his forearm.
They really got good pet toys in there, by the way. They got great sweaters for my dog in there, I gotta tell you.
Oh, you're one of those. You dress the dog for winter.
Hey, why not?
All right, what about you with outdoor dining? Have you gone out yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were in Jersey a couple of days ago. We went to Ryoko's on Route 9.
How was it?
Very nice. Had a little baked clams, a little linguine with some shrimp frances.
You didn't. You weren't afraid at all. Like, you touched the menu.
No, it's very nice. I got to tell you what happened. I pull up, right? Because, you know, I had to get out. I had to go somewhere because I'm inside. I'm going nuts. So, take a ride. Head down Route 9, heading out to Jersey. You pull up. You have to put a mask on, right?
Of course, yeah.
And as soon as you walk up to the girl there at the desk, she hits your forehead with the gun. She tests you, see if you have a temperature. If you have a temperature, you ain't going in. If you're clear, she takes you to a table. You sit down. You take your mask off. Everything on the table is wrapped. Your glasses are wrapped. Your plates, your knives, your forks, your napkins, everything's sealed. If you want cheese, they bring you little things of cheese. And when you're done using the cheese, they toss it. It's in the garbage. I mean, they really do it up there. They really know how to do it. And there's a lot of places doing the same thing. But I was very impressed with this place out in New Jersey a couple of days ago. They really do a great job.
What's the name of it? Give them a shout out.
Ryoko's on Route 9 in Manalapan. Yeah, go there. Tell them I sent you the right thing.
Now, I have a question for you because these temperature checks, they're going to wind up affecting you. They're going to wind up hurting you, Joe, because
why?
Think about it. You're sitting in the sun all day tanning. So when you go to get that temperature check, your body might be 110 degrees. They might send you home.
It was. When I pulled up, it was it was hot. And I went into the shade. And then she did it, and it was normal. You know, it was normal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I look like a lobster that day. I literally went right from the pool to the place, you know. I mean, but the food was great. We had a great meal, and it was nice being outside, eating al fresco dining, you know.
Al fresco. We went to a place a couple of weeks ago. We went in Connecticut because it was open in Connecticut before it was open here or even in Jersey. And before they sat us down, you have to wear your mask while you walk over to the table. You can't walk around without your mask on.
Right.
The menus, they asked us to look it up on our phones.
Right. You scan the code, right.
Yep. Yeah. And then before you even sit down, they have all different kinds of sanitizing stuff. They soak the table, soak the chairs, wipe it all down, and then put your stuff down on it. And they do it in front of you.
Soak your girlfriend with alcohol? did they spray her down? Did they spray her down a little?
I was the one soaked down with alcohol.
Because so you drove 3.5 hours for a plate of macaroni.
Absolutely not. This was.
All right,
like
I forgot. You don't drive. You have a Tesla. You just sit back and, you know, hold each other's hands, tweeting on your phones on the way to Connecticut, right?
We tweet. Yes, that's what the kids these days are doing. We tweet.
Yeah, very nice.
This was like 3 weeks ago when there was still no traffic. So. It took us 45 minutes to get from Bensonhurst to Stamford, Connecticut to eat there.
Really?
It's good.
45 minutes. That's something I'm going to miss about the coronavirus is the traffic. Because, man, Staten Island was like an empty parking lot for 3 months. And it's gone now. It's back to normal.
Did you get any tickets while you were – no tickets? Everything was good?
No. Thank God. No speeding tickets. I already have 7 points on my license. Nice. So I can't get any. Yeah. No. If I get another speeding ticket – I'll get suspended. What about you? You ever got a ticket?
Nah.
Yeah, my ass.
Nah.
You've never gotten a ticket. This guy, instead of having family pictures and his grandson's picture in his wallet, he pulls out a flap that goes down to the floor and it's got CBA cards.
I'm driving, I don't know how many years I'm driving, right? A lot of years. I got my first ticket was on Good Friday. And I just got my license. I was like 19 years old, right?
Wow.
Good Friday on Ocean Parkway. I made an illegal right turn. I don't know what. You know like where those streets are? They have another street. You'll be driving up Ocean Parkway there.
Yep.
Anyway, this guy gave me a ticket. My first ticket ever. Never got one after that. Never.
Never again.
Never again.
That's insane. You didn't name drop yourself at 19 years old. You didn't say, hey, I'm Brooklyn's own Joe Cosby.
I wasn't Brooklyn's own then.
Just a baby Causey.
I was just a Guido in training, you know.
Here's baby Causey.
So did you put on any quarantine 15 while you've been home?
Ooh. You know what? Let me ask you first. Did you?
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit. But I don't
you
need
don't
a
look
lot
it.
Anyway. I don't eat a lot anyway.
You don't eat bad. You don't eat every time I see you post pictures of food you never eat bad. You never eat bad stuff.
You know what I've been doing a lot. I've been drinking while I've been home at night. have them outside in the pool. You know, I'll have like a margarita or, you know, a glass of wine, stuff like that.
That's good.
That, yeah. Like today I had a beautiful Panell sandwich for lunch.
Oh, well, there goes the healthy.
It was beautiful. I mean, this thing was loaded. It was loaded, you know.
Where'd you get it from?
Staten Island.
I never had one of those.
No?
Never. And I would like that because of the regatta and everything inside of it. Never had one of those.
It's very good for your arteries. Loads you
right up. I'm sure it is.
Right up. Yeah.
Speaking of regatta, though, I have not had cheese, I have not had bread, and I have not had pasta in 4 weeks, and I'm on my fifth week of it right now.
Yeah, but you weigh like 14 pounds anyway.
I wish I weighed 14 pounds. While I was down in my basement sitting on the couch with the virus, I gained about 15 pounds. And because all I did all day was look at Seamless, order food, they'd bring it to the door, I'd eat it, and I'd sit down here all day because I was out of breath.
Oh.
So I gained a lot of weight. And now...
They bring food upstairs down to you?
No. I mean, yeah, once in a while, but they can't cook enough for me. There's never enough food.
Really?
I eat too much.
You
I
got
eat
it
too
made.
Much.
It. Not for nothing. You got it made.
Why? No, I'm going to tell you something. I ordered food?
I drove by his house a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
This guy has got it made.
Keep in mind, it's my parents' house.
If there was a guy who wanted to be like Kim Kardashian or one of his sisters, this is the guy.
Are you kidding me?
This guy does nothing. His father come up to me, told me, please help me. Talk to me. This guy doesn't do a thing.
He does a good job at work.
He doesn't pitch in, doesn't do anything.
Yes, I do.
He told me all you do is pay for your car. You don't pay for the cable.
Why would I pay for the cable? I don't use it.
You don't watch anything while you're there. You don't watch TV.
I watch Netflix.
Ah, who pays for that?
I don't know. It's not
there
my
you go.
What do you want me to do? Stucco the front of the house for them?
I mean, I'll get, go outside. Do something, you know? Steam clean the sidewalk. Do something, you know?
Steam the sidewalk. We don't even have a sidewalk
get
anymore.
Get a power washer. Do something. Steam the lion.
I washed my dad's car the other day. Is that enough?
No, it's not enough.
Oh, my God. What'd you do? What did you do for your parents? Redo the kitchen every couple of months?
Please, don't even go there. Don't even go there. You're talking about a different... It was a different way back then. We were like... It was like a work camp. I mean, are you kidding me?
It was like working at Nike.
Yeah. I mean, forget about it. I mean, today I cut the grass. Come on, you know?
All right. Cut the grass.
Do the shrubs. Do something.
I think they have a gardener come for that.
You should be ashamed of yourself that you have a gardener to do your grass.
We're from Brooklyn. We don't know how to maintain grass. Are you kidding me?
You buy a lawnmower and cut your grass. That's it. It's over.
Nah, we
have one too, Joe. I got someone to do it for me.
Really?
See? That.
See,
you've been in Staten Island for a long time. That's the difference.
I take pride in my lawn.
You know, one of my neighbors on this block here, first of all, people in Staten Island are so friendly that I just spoke to her for the first time the other day, and we've lived here for 3 years. And She pulls up next to me while I'm washing my car, and she goes, you know, I knew you guys were from Brooklyn for two reasons. Number one, when you got here, you put white rocks in the front, by like the garden and everything.
That's a racial slur.
Yeah, it's a little racial, right? I mean,
you people.
Right, you people, she said. Yeah, and then the second thing she said was when she saw my dad hosing the front of the house, she said, oh, that was it. I knew you were from Brooklyn then. I said, I'm sorry that you don't have a clean front porch, but we do.
Is this the one that lives on the side of you?
No. Let me tell you, we have someone that's very close to our house that it'd be better off if the house just burnt down. That'd be the easiest way to clean it.
Oh, really? Is that little house?
Both of them. Yes. The one attached to it, too. She has live chickens. Around her backyard. Yeah. Nice. So in the morning, on like a Saturday morning, if I'm waking up, I don't wake up because of the sun. I don't wake up because of, you know, horns outside or something or my mom screaming. No, it's my grandfather lives with us and he doesn't like that they have chickens next door. So sometimes the chickens go on and I see him getting all frustrated and I go, what's the matter? He goes, I'd like to go over there and make chicken parm out of those things.
Nothing like fresh poultry, Aunt, you know? So 4th of July's coming, couple of days away, right?
I know. You selling any fireworks?
No, but I can get them for you if you want them.
Go anywhere in Staten Island and get them. Come on.
Ash cans, bottle rockets, Roman candles, whatever you want. Aerial bombs. I can get it all.
Let me ask you guys, are the fireworks bothering you guys at night, or do you not
mind?
No,
but my dog is flipping out.
Yeah, my dog.
I got to go to my vet tomorrow and get him. I got to, like, fix him up with some drugs.
My dog's on him already.
Yeah?
My dog is on the medication for it already. Every night he starts barking and screaming and shaking, and then he shakes till he throws up when he sits by the front door. So we had to put him on something. Now he walks around like a regular Staten Island guy. He's on pills and he's high as a kite.
Oh.
He really sealed the deal with moving to Staten Island. Now he's going to start.
How's your dog doing, Lo?
That one dog is really bad with the fireworks. Just, she can't take it. The older one, she's shaking, same thing. It's horrible. But I like it. I like looking outside and watching a show every night.
Me too.
Last month.
Me too. Yeah, it's great.
But, you know.
It's like, wait till you hear 4th of July. Is this your first 4th of July, Aunt?
What do you mean, since I've been born?
No, yeah, on the island. Is this your first 4th of July on the island?
No, this is my second 4th of July. Yeah, we moved it up.
Last year was very quiet. This year, it's going to sound like the Ho Chi Minh Trail, I think. You know?
Not good for the dogs, man. Not good for the dogs.
No, it's going to be loud, man. It's going to be loud.
And there's nowhere to put them. You know, it's like they're so close. The fireworks are so close to your house that no matter what room you put them in, they hear it equally. It's bad.
Yeah, because they
feel so bad for them.
Sensitive. Yeah. My wife could hear something 5 blocks away, you know?
I didn't know where you were going with that. I thought you were saying it's like my wife because it's so loud because it makes you throw up. You know what? I'm going to cut it right there before Joe Causey's wife finds me and beats my ass. I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS-FM in New York here with Louie. Louie, we had a great time.
Yes.
Episode number 40. Don't forget, we got all the episodes online for you to check out. Head to cbsfm.com or radio.com. They're all there. Lots and lots of funny stuff. And you can always reach out to us, right, Lou? How can they reach us?
Well, we got our Facebook page, Brooklyn's Own Podcast, and we have a Twitter page, Podcast Brooklyn.
Very, very cool. Listen, everybody, have a happy and safe 4th of July. If you don't have to travel, stay home, be with your family, and we'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own Podcast.
It's the Brooklyn's Own Podcast on radio.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.